Now it's assistant coach Chris Buchanan dropping by for a few thoughts. And, boy, it looked like a lot of offensive hangover there in the first half from Eugene. Guys just lacking a little confidence, a lot of stuff right at the rim that just wouldn't fall. Bello was a big presence down in the lane, clogging things up. What was the key in the second half to finally unlocking the offense for this group?
I mean, the key to the second half is, frankly, what's helped us get two really good wins versus Portland State and Oregon State. You know, let's keep fighting. I mean, I think they did a really good job kind of clogging the lane, kind of making us make a play at the rim, and not be able to hit those shooters out there. But, you know, I think it was, long story short, I think our guys did a really good job. Just like I said, just fighting back. I think we kind of went to our four out, one in, a five out, and the ball was moving. The ball was popping at a good pace. You know, it wasn't in the first half. That was the problem. I think it was a couple one pass jacks, no pass jacks come down and shoot it. But I think we really, really got better ball movement going in the second half. And like we talked about, you know what? Don't play for yourself. Play for him. Play for that guy next to you. And I think that's what they did.
Well, we saw that three guys picking up two fouls early in the first half. You had to go to the reserves. Fortunately, Eddie Davis was the one guy able to at least generate enough offense to keep you within shouting distance. But Hayden Curtis continues to impress. The instincts and the ball skills that he has coming from Mount Si, he just keeps – Terry Porter won't hesitate to go to him if he needs a big guy in there.
Oh, this is a huge growth game. I pulled him aside. We all pulled him aside after. I'm like, you know what, you just took a big step forward in your game. I mean, that was a huge game for him. He's kind of been this guy first time dealing with upside, long, looks the part. You go, okay, you know, he's got some things, but you know what, it's just like you said, there's a big difference between being that guy and being the guy who just, like you said, who – really helped us win this game. Six rebounds, six blocks. I mean, that's a great number. Sky's the limit for him. Just has to get stronger, more confident, and I think he's going to be great for us.
Well, and Griff needs to become his new best friend in the off season. So maybe on the Bryson DeChambeau diet for him as we get going. Chris Buchanan, assistant coach, spending a few minutes here with us. Offensively, nice to see finally Ahmed Ali find it there in the second half. He got kind of physically overwhelmed against Oregon. Mm-hmm. You wonder if that shook his confidence, but getting a couple of threes. Three-point shooting has been spotty for this group. Is there anything in particular that you can spot so far, or just need to keep doing what you're doing? And I noticed a little hesitation in that first half. I think the second half, guys took more shots that they would normally take.
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's, you know, like you said, three-point shooting. I mean, that's been a tough point for us this year. I think we just need to be confident, rise up, you're open, shoot it. You're college basketball, Division I basketball player. I mean, you need to rise up straight, shoot it straight up towards the rim. Don't go side to side. And, I think we'll be okay on that. But right now, just like you said, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. I mean, I think we're doing well. I think we're really growing as a group, not even the wins, loss come, but just as people overall. I think people's roles are really starting to be defined. Guys are really starting to step forward as leaders. And I think we all need a little break here coming up. But you know what? I will admit that this break is good. But they're taking huge steps forward. I'm really happy for them.
Well, speaking of breaks, you're going to have one here for the holiday. You've got the return trip to Seattle U with a little revenge on your mind on the 30th. But now that the Pacific game's been postponed, they're dealing with some issues down in Stockton. You're only going to have one game over 2 weeks. Opportunity to help take more growth steps, but how do you keep them fresh so you don't have to knock off some rust when you get to conference play?
I mean, just like you said, in this break, I mean, I think this is gonna be a good mental and physical break for them. And then, just like I said, just kind of just clear the mind, everything along those lines, come back, and I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be good. I think this is a really locked in group. I think they take coaching really well, and I think if we continue doing that, I think they'll be just fine. Step back in, just like you said, try to get a win up in Seattle versus a good team. So
that, and you keep shooting 96% from the foul line, that'll do you a lot of good.
Yes, yeah, you know, that was really good. I think, what was it, 25 for 26?
Yes, he made all 17 in the second half. That's a key component to any comeback. Assistant coach Chris Buchanan, good comeback win, 6-2. One more non-conference game. I think another game you feel like you can get and build a lot of momentum going into conference play. We wish you the happiest of holidays. Everybody get a little breather and come back fresh. We look forward to seeing you up in Seattle next week.
Let's do it. Happy holidays again to you and yours, Jason. We'll talk soon.